thought you'd gone.
Changed my mind. Around the Ingram family changed theirs. Why are you crying?
I was thinking about Evangeline Thornfield.
You've become quite attached to that foolish little Adele, haven't you? To that simple old Fairfax.
Yes.
You'd be sorry to part with him.
Yes, sir.
It's always the way in this life. The sooner you got settled in a pleasant resting place, you're summoned to move on.
That old house will be ready when the order comes.
Come now.
Then it's settled?
All settled. Even about your future situation.
You found a place for me?
Yes, Jane, I have. In the west of Ireland. You like Ireland, I think. There's such warm-hearted people there.
It's a long way off, sir.
From what, Jane?
From England and from Thornfield.
Well?
And from you, sir.
Yes, Jane, it's a long way. When you get there, I shall probably never see you again. We've been good friends, Jane, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Even good friends may be forced to part. Let's make the most of what time has left us. Let us sit here in peace, even though we should be destined never to sit here again. Sometimes I have a queer feeling with regard to you, Jane. Especially when you're near me as now. It's as if I had a string somewhere under my left rib, tightly and inextricably knotted to a similar string situated corresponding corner of your little frame. And if we should have to be parted, that cord of communion would be snapped. I have a nervous notion I should take to bleeding inwardly. As for you, you'd forget me.
That I never will, sir. You know that. See the necessity of going, but it's like looking on the necessity of death.
Where do you see that necessity?
Your bride.
What bride? I have no bride.
But you will have.
Yes, I will. I will.
Do you think I could stay here to become nothing to you? Do you think because I'm poor and obscure and plain that I'm soulless and heartless? I have as much soul as you and fully as much heart. If God had gifted me with wealth and beauty, I should have made it as hard for you to leave me as it is now for me to leave you. There I've spoken my heart, and let me go.
Jane, this strange, this almost unearthly thing. You that I love as my own flesh.
Don't walk.
Don't walk with Blanche. It's you I want. Answer me, Jane, quickly. Say it, but I'll marry you. Say it, Jane. Say it.
Read your face.
Read quickly. Say, Edward, I'll marry you.
Edward, I'll marry you.
God, pardon me.